AM 1450 KBMW. Turner Bluff is jumping back in for the morning show as I continue to fill in for Bill Dablo. And as part of the rotation, we got Katie Brauber jumping in to talk some chamber business. How's it going today with the Wapton Breckenridge Chamber, Katie?
Good. Good morning, Turner. How are you?
Good. I'm always worried I get the pronunciation wrong.
Rauber.
Okay. I got it right then. All right.
You did.
I was, for some reason, thought it was like a rower, like row your boat. I don't know why. But
no, that'd be R-O-W.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I know how it's spelled, so I was like, huh, I'm 90% sure, not 100%.
You did great.
All right. So let's go. Well, what are we chatting about today? What's going on for some chamber events?
Well, we are starting to get into the holidays. So there's so much going on in the Twin Towns, just gearing up for Thanksgiving and Christmas and Christmas programs and plays and everything in between. So starting actually Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are pretty sparse as far as on the events calendar. But Thursday... we're starting to ramp up on Thursday. Bright and early Thursday morning chamber chats. The Chamber of Commerce does a chamber chats every fourth Thursday. This month is a week early because of Thanksgiving. So that's going to be hosted at Three Rivers Decorating at 8 a.m. The topic of conversation is revitalizing Main Street businesses. So everybody's welcome to come. There will be a light breakfast served. Light breakfast meaning muffins and then coffee and juice and that sort of thing. Also on Thursday is Casey's Bar Breck Hockey Meat Wheel. Thursday's Meat Wheel starting. I think it's every Thursday starting this week. Ticket sales start at 5:30. And so if you would like to get into that drawing... it's at you can start at 5:30. The Breck High School, the Wapton and Huskies Theater Department, is performing Beauty and the Beast November 21st and 22nd at 7 p.m. Tickets are $11 for adults. Students are $6, and 5 and under are free. And now Friday. It's a big weekend, actually. The grand opening of Number 9 Hideout Bar and Grill out in Campbell is on Friday. There's going to be live music by Rick Fiedler, and should be a really good time. So they got a new ownership, and so they're really excited to really kind of ramp up everything out there in Campbell. So give them some love over there.
Got to try the beer battered fries. The beer battered fries at Number 9 are insane.
They do have great food, don't they? Holy moly. Also happening on Friday, wild game shows at for Chinkabazoo. It's at the Wapton Community Center. Doors open at 5:30. It's $40 a ticket. You must be 21 and older to play. And so it's great entertainment, Friendly Feud, Jeopardy, and Deal or No Deal, and many other side games. So it sounds like it's going to be a really good time.
Gotcha.
So I think it's a great fundraiser for the Chinkabazoo.
I'm always excited to hear what's on the buffet.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't say
that in the flyer.
Yeah,
so
they went all out last year. It was like, was last year the international one where they had it like it was from all over the place, or was that 2 years ago?
I really don't remember.
I'm trying to remember, but they always kill it with the food is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, right. Also on Friday, Groove and Sip, an adult dance class. So you can do some hip hop. I'm understanding.
Where's that?
That is going to be at Craze Dance.
Okay.
Then Kelsey
Fitting.
Over there is going to be making you shake your hips, I think. To do it, it's $20 a class, and it starts at 6 p.m., and I think there will be some adult beverages, too.
There you go.
So, kind of loosen up the, the joints after a while.
Some party juice.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go. And then on Saturday, International Survivors of Suicide Lost Day. At the Wapton Event Center, or Wapton Community Center, sorry, at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and a meal will be provided. It is free, so if you've experienced that, I think this is a good place for you to go and support, you know, suicide loss and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's what we have on the calendar so far.
Awesome. So much
going
on.
There's more to come.
And I think we need to loop back for the Beauty and the Beast to let everyone know they need to come be our guest. You gotta let them know. Come on, everybody! I was waiting for you, Katie. I was trying to feed you. I was like, "Be our guest, be our guest."
Well, that was a good one.
Yeah. When is the play though? I gotta make sure to let my mom know she's back in town. That's her favorite movie, so I gotta let her know.
It's November 21st and 22nd.
Okay.
At 7 p.m.
The
Wapton High School.
I don't think she's gonna be back in town yet, but maybe I'll swing over there and check it out myself.
You should.
I need to see who's gonna be my Belle. That's gonna be a big role.
Oh,
so I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right.
It should be a good time.
Anything else like that, Katie?
That's it for this week so far. There's always more added.
So. All right. Sounds good. Make sure to go check out the Chamber Facebook page. Keep up on everything that's going to be going on and all the events as well. And we'll get you back to the music now. We got David Lee Murphy coming up as well as Kenny Chesney. Everything's going to be all right.